The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on the day after the 4th of July. This is Friday, July 5th, and we have Joan Stack with us from the State Historical Society. Welcome, hey. Joan. Did you have a good 4th of July?
Oh, yes. Excellent.
Good. And you're here to talk about art in the Missouri Capitol.
That's right. I want people to start to understand how important art is in shaping our understanding as Missourians. Not only art, but architecture, the Capitol itself. And we have an exhibit up right now called Art Represent, let's see, how did we phrase it? We phrased it, the Missouri State Capitol in Art and Art in the Missouri State Capitol.
The Missouri State Capitol in Art and Art in the Missouri State Capitol.
That's right. So the first group of pictures, and I have an example here if you'd like to hold it up.
Okay, we've got one here. And if you want to take a look at this, you can go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can see what we're talking about. But for the people who are driving right now and listening on the radio, why don't you tell us what I'm holding?
It's an impressionistic image of the Missouri State Capitol from Ware's Creek in Jefferson City. And what's so exciting about it is it was produced in the 1920s, just after the Capitol had been built.
Oh, this was done in 1920?
In the 1920s, I think 1922 or 23.
And the Capitol was built when?
It was finished in the teens. And so it was a new building, and Missourians were very excited about it. And this Jefferson City artist by the name of Lester Parker did a series of paintings using the brand new impressionistic style, which he had learned when he had visited France. And he used that style to represent Missouri's capital as a building that would inspire Missourians, that would help us shape our identity, that would unite us as a people with this kind of monumental, inspirational building that in a way represents us as Missourians.
Yes. Okay. So how many separate pieces of artwork do you have on display at the State Historical Society?
Well, we have over 20 artworks. Now, about half of these represent the Capitol. We have works by Lester Parker, quite a few by him, but we also have works by local artists, Bob Bussebarger and Keith Crown, both who recently have passed away, but who are wonderful modern artists of the latter half of the 20th century. And then we have a group of very interesting paintings, which date back to a painting by George Caleb Bingham that reflect artwork that was in the state capitol. So we have George Caleb Bingham's study for the portrait of Thomas Jefferson that was in the capitol. Now, the capitol burned in 1911, and the new capitol was built, which is the one you see in the Lester Parker painting. But then a number of artists were involved in decorating the capitol. We have two studies for Civil War paintings by the great illustrator and artist N.C. Wyeth. These are borrowed from the Museum of Art and Archaeology. Those are really exciting to see. And we have lithographs based on Thomas Hart Benton's great mural in the state capitol.
These are all on display at the Missouri State Historical Society.
Yeah, in the Ellis Library. We're located in Ellis Library on the University of Missouri campus, and we're free and open to the public Tuesday through Saturday. So please come and visit us and see this wonderful exhibit.
From what hours to what hours?
The gallery is open from 9 to 4:30 on weekdays and 9 to 3:15 on Saturday.
Okay. And you are not moving
anywhere. No, we're not moving
anywhere. You're staying
anywhere.
Where you are. Okay. Now, let's talk about art that's in the Missouri State Capitol.
Yeah, we were talking before I came on today about how art helps us to shape our identities as Missourians, both the architecture of the Capitol and the artwork that you find as you walk the halls of the Capitol. That artwork tells us something about at least how the state conceives itself and perhaps how we should conceive of ourselves as Missourians. And of course, that conception changes over time. So as you look at some of the early murals from the 20s, you see a sort of a dated vision of Missouri and its people and its history. For instance, they're not a large number of images dealing with African Americans in those early images, or a large number of images dealing with women's history in those 1920 murals.
But then it changes.
It changes with Thomas Hart Benton, who's quite interesting, who does deal with some of those social issues. He deals with people of different classes, of different races. He does deal with women in his mural. So you do see our conception of ourselves changing over time. And we were talking about one way that we are continuing to construct our identity as Missourians with art in the Capitol, and that's with the Hall of Famous Missourians. And we have
in some of it's somewhat controversial.
It is. And we have in the exhibit a polyester resin bust by Bill Williams of Thomas Hart Benton. So in the 80s, Thomas Hart Benton was brought into the Hall of Famous Missourians as an example of one of Missouri's cultural heroes. Now, over time, the Speaker of the House decides who is going to enter the Hall of Famous Missourians. And that can be a controversial thing. Who are we going to, as Missourians, choose to place in that?
Does the Speaker of the House make the final decision?
I think so. I think that's how it works.
So it really depends on what the Speaker, who the current Speaker of the House is, and who his heroes are. So the last one that was inducted into the Missouri, what is it called?
The Hall of Famous Missourians.
The Hall of Famous Missourians was Rush Limbaugh.
He was, very recently Rush Limbaugh was brought in. Now, in some ways, that just reflects the era in which we live and how we are understanding ourselves as Missourians. And Rush Limbaugh is somebody that a number of people consider a very important and certainly culturally significant figure. So whatever you think of that, of the fact that Rush Limbaugh is in there, I think it's interesting to try to look at artwork and see how it reflects the culture of the period. Even today, you see that happening.
So actually you can learn a little bit about our history just going to the state capitol and looking at the artwork of how we have changed.
Yes, and thinking about how the artwork reflects the period in which it's painted, even if it's representing a historical event. So, for example, the two N.C. Wyeth paintings that were done in 1920 represent an image from the Civil War, but they have a perspective of 1920s rather than the actual perspective of the Civil War.
Joan, you're fascinating. you're fascinating. I'm always amazed at the information that just comes right out of your head. Thank you so much for coming by from the State Historical Society. You will come back again.
Oh, yes, thanks.
All right, and don't forget, the Missouri State Capitol in Art at the State Historical Society right now.
Yes.
Okay, Joan Stack. Let's see, Capital City Players and Adult Daycare back with us on Monday. Have yourself a good weekend. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwer. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you would like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. PepperP, Missouri.edu. Bye-bye.